The Tucano Estate Pinot Gris is quite small production. We make around 400 cases of that a year. And that comes from a variety of clones. So we have three clones across two vineyards, which go into the Pinot Gris. And those three clones all bring slightly different elements and aspects to the wine. So we have 40A, we have Selection Ove, and we have N2. Pinot Gris gets kind of lumped into this big bucket in New Zealand anyway as being pretty much the same regardless of which bottle it comes out of. And having those three clones has been quite an interesting insight into how expressive Pinot Gris can be. So I really find a lot of individuality. We try and ferment those three clones separately if possible. Sometimes the vintage dictates that they just have to be together. But it's really cool to have a little insight into what the different clones can bring. Some are a lot more phenolic, almost tannic, you would say, and you can really see the Pinot Noir backbone in there. Some are just super aromatic and very aromatically expressive, almost like Gewürz. And so having the ability to combine those clones makes our Pinot Gris actually quite complex. So we do a mixture of crushed and destemmed fruit and whole bunch fruit. We find it's more of a physics thing, but we find if you have some whole bunch in the press with the destemmed fruit, you're able to get a better extraction out of it. And also it brings a little bit of complexity, I find. But that little bit of destemming and soaking skins with juice also releases a lot of those aromatics and makes a really aromatic and really punchy wine. We ferment it in a classic way, classic for New Zealand, which is stainless steel, very low oxidation. We try and preserve aromatics as much as possible. We normally keep a small amount of sweetness. I don't know what you'd call off-dry, but it's typically around 5 or 6 grams of sugar. And I just find that lifts the fruit. It doesn't appear a sweet wine, but it has more body. And to help build that body, we also do a lot of lees stirring in tank, and sometimes that Pinot Gris will stay on lees 4 or 5, sometimes 6 months, right up to bottling. So we'll leave stir up to a point, and then after that, I just like to leave it sitting on light lees. Tasting-wise, it's structural. Tucano Pinot Gris is very aromatic. It's very much in the ripe pear, pushing into peach spectrum. Some years, like warmer years, will get a lot more melon, almost into tropical fruits. And so it's a wine that pairs really well with your kind of classic Southeast Asian foods. We always, if we're having Thai, we always pair it with the Pinot Gris, and it's just delicious, that kind of unctuous, that rich mid-palate, that hint of sweetness that really balances out spicier foods, and it's delicious.